Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 20th of August. Well, today, Monday, Thirsk begins a momentous week's racing in Yorkshire, in particular, the four-day Welcome to Yorkshire Ebor Festival at York, which gets underway on Wednesday. There are seven races at Thirsk today, starting at 2 o'clock. The feature race at 4 o'clock, a handicap contest over 1 mile, can go the way of It's a Man's World, the winner of his last two races for Moulton trainer Brian Ellison. It's a Man's World beat Fair Fall over 7 furlongs at Thirsk earlier this month, and Fair Fall has a good chance of taking the 7 furlong handicap for 3-year-olds at 4:30. Well, the action then moves to York on Wednesday, and the much-awaited appearance by Frankel, the highest-rated horse in the world, when he attempts to win for the first time over 1.25 miles, when he lines up for York's richest race of the season, the Group 1 Judmont International Stakes, the flagship race, and the first-ever £1 million race day on the famous Knaresmire. Frankel's main opponent could be St Nicholas Abbey, a former winner of the Group 1 Racing Post Trophy at Doncaster as a 2-year-old. The anticipation of Frankel's appearance at York has been phenomenal. I have not experienced anything quite like this in my time in racing. It should be a red letter day at York on Wednesday. The main supporting race on Wednesday, the Neptune Investment Management Great Voltager Stakes, is a major trial for next month's classic, the St. Ledger at Doncaster. And main sequence, Thomas Chippendale, Enker and Noble Mission can all put down a marker for Doncaster. The Group 1 Darley Yorkshire Oaks, the UK's richest all-aged race for fillies and mares, is the centrepiece of Thursday's Ladies' Day. The Foug could be a warm order to win the Yorkshire Oaks, while the very best sprinters take part in Friday's Group 1 Coolmore Nunthorpe Stakes, supported by the Gimcrack Stakes, a famous Group 2 race for leading 2-year-olds. And next Saturday, the richest handicap race on the flat in Europe, the Betfred Ebor Heritage Handicap, takes pride of place. So almost £3 million in prize money up for grabs over the Welcome to Yorkshire Ebor Festival at York. Racing on all 4 days begins at 2 o'clock. Well, the final evening meeting in the county takes place at Redcar on Saturday, starting at 5:25. It's the annual Ladies and Gents evening, with competitions for the Best Dressed Lady, the Best Dressed Gentleman and the Best Dressed Couple. There's also a fashion show, a pamper zone, fun casino tables and live music. On Sunday morning, the Moulton Stables Open Day gets underway at 9 o'clock, when some 20 stables will open their doors to the public for a £10 admission fee. Then on Sunday afternoon, there's racing at Beverley, starting at 1:50. There's a host of attractions for youngsters in the course enclosure at the annual Sunday meeting on the Westwood. Bank Holiday Monday and Tuesday are covered, with the traditional two-day meeting at Ripon. There's a 2:25 start on Bank Holiday Monday at Yorkshire's Garden Racecourse, and the highlight is the Ripon Champion 2-year-old Trophy, a listed race for juveniles. The Ripon Rowles Handicap Stakes over 1 mile, and the Billy Nevitt Memorial Handicap Stakes for 3-year-old sprinters are the main supporting races. On Tuesday at Ripon, racing is set to begin at 2 o'clock, with the feature races being the City of Ripon Handicap Stakes and the Sapper Condition Stakes over 5 furlongs, and Stayers take part in the Wakeman Stayers Handicap Stakes over 2 miles. Well, with next Monday being a bank holiday, my podcast next week will be online on Tuesday, the 28th of August. Enjoy your racing.